$1 million. Tropical storm Dorothy is located in the Caribbean, about 285 miles southeast of San Juan. It's packing 65 to 70 mile an hour winds as it moves on a course between west and west-northwest. All warnings have been discontinued except small craft warnings for the northern Windward Islands, the Leeward Islands, and the Virgin Islands in Puerto Rico. A Delta Airlines jet hijacked to Cuba yesterday has landed safely at Miami International Airport. The plane was seized with 82 persons aboard by a man who the pilot said was carrying a bomb. President Nixon winds up his two-day working visit to Mexico today. He'll give a farewell luncheon in the resort of Puerto Vallarta for his host, Mexico's President Ordaz. He'll then fly to the Western White House in San Clemente, California. In sports, Dan Sykes takes a two-stroke edge into today's second round of the Avco Golf Classic at Sutton, Massachusetts. Sykes fired a 6-under par 66 over a rain-soaked Pleasant Valley Country Club course yesterday. WKNR News Time, 6:20.
From now on, when you want a reservation at any Sheraton Hotel or Motor Inn in the world, all you have to do is call
800-325-3535, 800-325-3535.
Call it free, anytime, from anywhere in the continental United States, when you want good food, a comfortable room, and service you'll remember. 800-325-3535. Call it free. It's Sheridan's reservation number to end all reservation numbers.
800-325-3535. WKNR weather for Northville, Huntington Woods, and all of the Detroit metro area. Sunny and pleasant today, high near 80, fair and cool tonight, low in the mid-50s, partly sunny and a little warmer on Saturday. Right now, winds north-northwest at 10, humidity 78, temperature 58. Vincent Smith, WKNR News.
Jim Tate, WKNR Music.
WKNR, low, do, 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 do. Thank you, friend and neighbor. Yes, sir, now, on with country music here. It's 6:23 at WKNR. Good morning. The late Tate at the top of the porch, looking out my back door. He's talking to a friend of mine. He says, you know, I got tired of eating out, having no buttons on my shirts, hauling things to the cleaners. That's why I got married. I said, that's funny.
That's why I got divorced.
Dean Morales. Oh, what a great, great guy, Dean Morales. He's got some real goodbyes on Ford Road just west of Merriman. That's where money saving deals begin.
Are you wanted to see me, Mr. Morales?
Yes, Elmer. I understand you've been with me for 33 years.
Ernie.
And haven't had a day off.
Yes, sir.
It's about time we did something about it.
Yes, sir.
Elmer, take the rest of the day off.
Gene Morales, what a great, great guy.
Believe me now, but I tell you that whatever you're driving now is more than enough down payment at Gene Morales Chevrolet on Ford Road, just west of Merriman in Garden City.
Poor rich Elger Enders. His life among the wealthy deprived him of living in a tenement. So, he bought one.
Oh, yes, I'm three doors from Mom's Chitlin and Rib Joint.
Elger, we will not discuss revolting aspects of your business venture.
You the new landlord.
Don't deny it, degenerate.
Very chic.
I am the new landlord.
Very chic. The landlord. In color from United Artists. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parents.
That's the last straw.
Okay, then drink with it. Now showing at the Fairlane Punch and Judy in town theaters. 56 degrees. It's getting colder outside. Going to be sunny and mild with a high about 80. It's 625. Nursery rhymes correctly. C-5-4-Fum was the giant, wasn't it? The goose that laid the golden egg. But the bears, the Goldilocks, was the sleeping in the bed routine, I think, now. And I don't remember the bears saying, C-5-4-Fum. It was C-5-4-Fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. I like to keep these things straight. 628, that's one of the most important things we have to face on Friday, August 21st. Late Tate, top of the porch. WKNR, all of that stuff. Southbound U.S. 23 is closed at the Stearns Road exit because of a multiple fatal truck accident in Ohio. Now, this exit is about 1 mile north of the Michigan-Ohio line. At southbound U.S. 23 closed at the Stearns Road exit because of a multiple fatal truck accident in Ohio. 56 WKNR degrees.
To be
6:30.
WKNR, Dearborn, is together.
WKNR. Morning there, you. It's Jim Tate. Got to be sunny and mild today with a high 80, fair and cool tonight, low 53. 56 WKNR degrees and a lovely Friday morning. A lot to rejoice about, except for Vince Smith. He's very upset today. He tried to tell his wife about the new sexual permissiveness, you know, and she said, "Now listen, Vincent, that's only for single people."
Canada Dry makes the best quality fresh flavor soft drinks. Makes them the best way, but the best thing, so they taste fresh. We don't compromise. If we did, our flavors wouldn't be the best in the business.
Fresh flavor soft drinks from Canada Dry. So fresh you practically have to feel them.
nervous make you overeat? Or overeating make you nervous? Relax. I'm Glenna McGinnis, food editor of Woman's Day magazine, and our September issue tells you how to eat and reduce tension. You can also reduce spending with 30 new money-saving menus. Plus, our collector's cookbook features 29 ways to make meatloaf. In Woman's Day, the magazine that's full of surprises, still only 20 cents.
Surprise!
Look for the four fashion models on the cover.
Okay, I will. Look for them in the corner, too. 56 WKNR degrees, if you're ready. I have some words here from Charles E. Zimmerman of 9354 Niver Street in Allen Park. Now, this is called Memories of You, and I will attempt to do my very best for you, Chuck. Here we go. May I call you Chuck? Thank you. Walking with you, days drifting by. These things don't die. Memories of you. Feeling your heart beat next to mine. God, life was fine. Memories of you. Ah, but life goes on. Time cannot stay. You went away, and you left me. You left me lonely.
Those words could win you $1,000. Be set to music, published, performed, and recorded by a top Motown artist. Mail entries now to WKNR Word, Box 1300, Detroit 31. Words from WKNR.
My song, I Who Have Nothing. Early to bed and early to rise till I get a little dough put together to do otherwise. That's what I always say. It's 6:40 WKNR's Good Morning Time, isn't it?
The first as-is sale in Pontiac history on all new wide tracks. Every 1970 Bonneville, Executive, and Catalina is priced to go, and every one is factory new, equipped as is. So you can drive home a brand new Pontiac right off the floor and get the best year-end deal in Pontiac history.
There's never been a better time for moving, and you're moving up a lot.
Good morning there, you. The late Tate here, 20 minutes before 7.
Starting today,
Take a vacation from odors and household germs. Use Lysol spray. It cleans odors out of the air, freshens your bed, your shoes, the air conditioner filter, kills athlete's foot fungus in the shower, stops mildew, kills disease germs on surfaces in motels and washrooms. At home or away, Lysol brand spray disinfectant.
Your home is more comfortable with Lysol spray.
By the way, Tuck Me In is now showing at the Translux Crimp. This American-made picture will show the Danes a new twist in erotic films. Tuck Me In, showing now in vivid color at the Translux Crimp.
And it's rated X.
56 WKNR degrees. Delaney and Bonnie Soul Shakes. Degrees, sunny and mild today with a high 80. WKNR, this is the late paint at the top of the porch. And by the way, complete rules regarding WKNR's words contest are on file here at our lovely WKNR studios at 15001 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. 56, as I say, and it's 6:44. Morning there, you. Here's Neil Diamond to sing.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim, loving him. Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me, a girl can stay and won't play games behind me. But I'll be what I am. Part-time pain, paper rain. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me, the girl who stays won't play games behind me. I'll be what I am.
Vincent Smith, WKNR News. A farmhouse in Rochester, the scene of a narcotics raid last night. The raid was conducted by the state police and Macomb County Intercommunity Enforcement Unit. A state police spokesman says three suspects were arrested.
The subjects were arrested for violation of state narcotics law, sale of marijuana. Arrested at a residence, I understand this is a farmhouse, located at 335 Leps Road in Rochester. Confiscated at the time of the arrest was approximately 300 pounds of marijuana. The subjects are being held in the Oakland County Jail.
The trio of suspects have been identified as 20-year-old William Varecki of Mount Clemens, 24-year-old Robert Richardson of Hazel Park, and 25-year-old Phyllis Henry of Royal Oak. A pair of separate homicides chalked up in Detroit overnight. At about 9:30 p.m., 38-year-old Noah Robinson was shot once in the head at his residence at Oakland and Chandler on the east side. He was dead on arrival at Detroit General. Police arrested 24-year-old Joseph Rigby of that same address as a suspect in the slaying. 10 minutes later, police got a report of a stabbing on the east side. It, too, proved fatal. The victim was 46-year-old George Linkovich of 640 Craig. Police are questioning his 42-year-old wife, Amelia. Judge John Conlon, who presided over the murder trial of John Norman Collins, says he will make a recommendation at sentencing next Friday that the 23-year-old convicted murderer be given psychiatric treatment. Judge Conlon says the nature of the crime for which Collins was convicted indicates the need for such help. Federal crime control grants, 26 of them, totaling more than $1.5 million, have been awarded to Detroit. The announcement was made in a joint news conference Thursday between Governor Milliken and Mayor Gribbs, who said,
"What this really means is that this will be a special effort, again, a joint effort, indicating a fine spirit of cooperation on the part of the state and local law enforcement agencies to take another giant step against that giant operation known as organized crime."
$200,000 of the $1.5 million grant to be used in the organized crime fight. Another $465,000 targeted for use at the city's drug treatment facility at Marine Hospital. A panel of three federal judges meeting in Port Huron Thursday dismissed a suit filed by a Detroit woman seeking to block certification of the Detroit primary election on grounds her constitutional rights had been violated by election improprieties. While refusing to say definitely whether there will be an appeal, plaintiff attorney Stephen Landau did make this comment regarding the basis of a possible appeal.
"Well, it's our position that one of the court's bases for finding against us was that if discrimination, and by that I mean racial discrimination, is not alleged in your complaint, then you are not entitled, apparently, to a remedy in the federal court. And it's our position, and we presented it to the court in our brief, that you're entitled to the relief irrespective of your race. What is involved is the denial of a substantial federal right, the right to have your vote properly counted in an election. This is the crux of our suit, and this is what we have steadfastly maintained throughout."
City Clerk George C. Edwards explained the significance of the court ruling.
"Well, the most important thing that happened today is that the lifting of the injunction by the federal court allows the various boards of canvassers, and now we're talking really about two, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers and the State Board of Canvassers, to get about doing that job which it is theirs to do after every election, and that is counting, tallying, and correcting the vote that came in August 4th.
Edwards says he still has not decided whether Detroit will use the controversial punch card voting system in November. Michigan Democrats converge on Grand Rapids today for the start of a three-day weekend state party convention. They are to name their November ticket in the huddle. In sports, Dan Sykes takes a two-stroke edge into today's second round of the Avco Golf Classic at Sutton, Massachusetts. WKNR News Time, 6:50.
"Let me tell you, cause I know about the dealing man. Let me tell you, cause it's so about the dealing man. He's got the car for you, he's the dealing man, the easy-going man with the final clearance plan. Plymouth, that's the reason why, Plymouth, that's the one to buy.
At Jim Ferry's Grosse Pointe Chrysler Plymouth.
Plymouth, that's the one to buy. Now you can just take down the piggy bank and sot away those car buying greens in spite of those inflationary blues. Cause your Plymouth dealing man's got your kind of prices on your kind of automobile. Plymouth, final clearance plan. Plymouth, from the dealing man. A simple kind of let me help you on this kind of do it for you guy. See your dealing man. Plymouth dealing man. Your Plymouth dealer. He's the dealing man. See your dealing man.
Be the Dealin' Man, Jim Ferry. Grosse Pointe Chrysler Plymouth on East Jefferson and Grosse Pointe.
WKNR weather for Madison Heights, Grosse Pointe Woods, and all of the Detroit metro area. Sunny and mild today, high around 80, fair and cool tonight, low 53, partly sunny and slightly warmer on Saturday. Right now, winds north-northwest at 8, humidity 80, temperature 56. Vincent Smith, WKNR News.
Jim Tate, WKNR Music.
At 6:53, you know what ramparts is? That's the ingredients for mutton stew. Ramparts. 6:53, 56 degrees in the Motor City.
Sergio Mendez and the Look of Love with Brazil 66. It is 6:56.
WKNR traffic is moving well at this hour, I understand. I have a letter here I'd like to answer, if I may, on this Friday morning, the late Tate Top of the Paunch. WKNR says, "Dear Jim, I'm worried. I saw my husband's life insurance policy, and I find that I am the co-beneficiary with some woman whom I don't even know." Signed, Confused. Dear Confused, I wouldn't worry about it. Your husband probably knows her, so it's all right.
I do burn. Suddenly appear. Every time.
WKNR, Dearborn, is together.